Let's pause for a moment, though, and address, what do you do if they're not revivifying? What if they're remembering? How do you know? Because they're using past tense language. If they're there going, oh, I was 5 years old, and this thing happened, and that thing happened, they're telling you a story. They're in a remembering regression, which we can make that work, and that can be meaningful, that can be effective, yet we prefer them to be in full revivification. So if the client is speaking in past tense terms, they're not associated into the experience. They'll remember the Jason Lynette catchphrase, when all else fails, apply suggestion. So a couple of simple strategies. As I pick up the hand and drop it, step into your own body now. See it through your own eyes, ears, and body. Or allow them to play the scene out in a remembering regression, and then rewind it and now step into it from your own perceptions. Now, this is a place where a brief diversion might be appropriate, because some would say that if it truly was a traumatic event, don't make them go through it again. Which I would agree with that if we were dragging them through in a systematic desensitization format over and over and over. However, because I am so briefly in and out of the ISC, it's one of these moments where the negative Jason language internally that works for me but probably isn't a fit for you, I don't care where it started, I care how we get you out of it. That's more important to me. It's not the story, it's the outcome. It's not the reasons, it's the results. That's what I'm aiming for. So this is that little bit of a subconscious shingle we're hanging the problem off of that we want to knock down and build up from there. So I have not ever done the strategy, though I'll include it for completeness here, of maybe they're remembering rather than revivifying because it truly was a traumatic event. I'm always going to err back to my I did not suggest it appropriately enough to have you inside of it. Because even if it was something dark and scary, which we'll talk about, we're going to be in and out of it so quickly. And also, if it is uncomfortable, it's going to give me every bit of ammunition to have it not be uncomfortable anymore. Otherwise, I'm just working with a premise. I'm just working with a concept. Pick up the hand and drop it. Step inside of your body. See it through your own eyes, ears, and body. That strategy, oddly enough, has been 100% for me, to transition them out of remembering and into revivification. So it's a possible place where, should you recognize that pattern, now you've got a strategy out of it.